Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. In Boston tonight, the Boston Bruins take on the Vancouver Canucks in Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Championships. The Bruins will try to even the score in the best-of-seven series, which Vancouver leads 2-1. And when we say even the score, we're talking about winning the game by playing the game rather than fighting or knocking opposing players unconscious, which continues to plague professional hockey. And joining us now to talk about the week in sports is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only Game. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Anthony.
So here we go again, talking about violence in hockey. Before we do, I just want to say that fortunately we can report that Nathan Horton, the Bruins' right wing, is apparently going to be okay after he sustained a bruising concussion after Vancouver defenseman Aaron Rome knocked him down in a game this week. Horton will miss the rest of the series, but so will Rome after the NHL suspended him for the hit. So, Bill, what's your take on this latest problem of violence in hockey?
I think the hit that put Nathan Horton in the hospital is precisely the sort of hit that the National Hockey League has been trying to eliminate. He got hit in the head. It was a blindside hit. And obviously, the repercussions are apparent. He'll be okay, I'm happy to say, but not for quite a long time. You don't recover from a concussion overnight. All the pro sports leagues have finally learned that. And, this is serious business.
It is serious business. And I was struck by a contrast this week with Major League Baseball. Earlier this week, the Red Sox closer, Jonathan Papelbon, lost his cool, approached an umpire, bumped him. I mean, touched him. And Major League Baseball said 3-day suspension.
Right.
Over and done, automatic. The problem of contact, of fighting, is just dealt with just like that. Not so in the NHL.
No, I think the cultures of the two sports obviously are very different. Baseball isn't a contact sport, although the old pitchers like Bob Gibson will talk about buzzing hitters with fastballs
sure.
under their chin and hitting them in the ribs to make a point. Hockey has a tradition of fighting. Hockey has a tradition of violence. And of tolerating fighting. The crowds often scream for refs to stand back and let the players have at each other, throw down their gloves, whatever it might be. And it's a bit outworn, you know, and I think especially with what we were talking about before, what people know about concussions now, it's foolish to put these guys at risk in terms of their lives after hockey.
And yet, as you say, different culture. I was struck by a quote in the Boston Globe today from former Bruin Derek Sanderson, who said, "Hockey is a violent game played by violent people. If you don't like it, watch tennis. Without the violence, the toughness, the physicality, it would lose its edge and its mystique."
Yeah, somewhat easier for a guy who's been retired for a good many years to say that than perhaps somebody who might still be at risk. But,
well,
I like Derek. Derek, I enjoy his company, but I don't subscribe to that theory.
Good as he is.
I mean, the obvious point is,
yeah,
look at the last game between Tampa and Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right.
Not only did nobody get knocked unconscious, there were no penalties.
Hmm.
And yet nobody would argue that that was a dull hockey game. It was a terrific hockey game.
Let's move on to a sport with plenty of physicality but much less fighting. Last week, you saw the Spanish national soccer team dismantle the Americans in Foxborough. What happened?
Well, one thing that happened was the U.S. coach, Bob Bradley, did not start some of the guys that he started when they played Canada Tuesday night. But I think what happened basically was some extremely talented Spanish players gave a clinic.
Hmm.
And the U.S. players apparently learned from it because they beat Canada a couple nights later.
Now, interesting story in the Spanish team, right? It was made up, and you're going to be reporting on this weekend on
mm-hmm.
Only a Game. Tell
mm-hmm.
us about the makeup of the team.
Well, half a dozen of the players are from Barcelona, mm-hmm. FC Barcelona, and five of the players play for Real Madrid. And those two teams played each other 4 times within a span of 17 days this spring. There was a lot of bad blood. There was a lot of pushing and shoving and falling down and shouting and sticking fingers in each other's faces and all the rest of it. And so there was some concern about whether the members of the Spanish team coming from those two opposing club teams would be able to play well together. They did.
Mm-hmm.
But I did run into a fellow in the parking lot who kind of gave us an interesting, at the parking lot outside Gillette Stadium on Saturday, he gave me an interesting kind of take on the Madrid v. Barcelona ethic.
I am from Madrid. I hate the people from Barcelona. Today we are a team. No, we love the Barcelona people in here. But that's it.
So the Spaniards found enough unity to demolish the U.S. at least on that day.
Yes, and wasn't it gracious for the Madrid man to say, these Barcelona guys can play, so we'll root for them in the context of the game, but that's it.
That's right. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which you can hear Saturday morning at 7 and again at 7 right here on WBUR. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Anthony.